The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only 6 organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm happy to be here with you on another weeknight. This one happens to be Thursday. If you didn't know, if you haven't been around all day. But anyway, I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I really appreciate you. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. We're going to talk about a few things. Right now, the Boston Celtics are smacking the living hell out of the Miami Heat. 82-65, they lead the Heat. About 2 minutes left here in the third quarter, and this is just a destruction. It's only a matter of time, barring some type of epic collapse, that the Boston Celtics just pull this season, or excuse me, this series up 3-2. Still a little more than a quarter left to play in this game. And so let's see if Miami waves the white flag. I mean, they are getting abused, or whether or not they have a historic comeback. I think in all likelihood, this series is going to be going back down to Miami, where the Miami Heat are going to try to close them out and avoid a Game 7 back in Boston. We'll talk about this game more momentarily, and we'll definitely give you an update when the game concludes. Not the only news that has come down the pipe today. You might have heard Jimmy Garoppolo is due, or he's not due. Jimmy Garoppolo has had another surgery. Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, he might as well be a hospital worker by now. He might as well just have a suite in the emergency room. And this is after he signed his contract with the Raiders. So we'll talk about that. Even more news and OTAs. Detroit Lion Jameson Williams spoke for the first time. We know he's going to miss the beginning portion of the season due to that gambling suspension. And he had some interesting comments to say surrounding that. Right now, this moment, this second, the Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars, they're tied up at 2-2. Golden Knights trying to get the hell up on out of here, or get past the Stars and advance to the Stanley Cup playoffs, or the finals, to take on your Florida Panthers. And so right now, the Miami Heat doesn't look like they're going to be joining the Panthers, not tonight at least, and so we'll give you an update there. And it's a bunch of other miscellaneous news going on in the world of sports, and we will talk about it all. If you want to contact me here on CBS Sports Radio, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me on the internet. I am everywhere. It's at JR Sport Brief. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Shep, how was your Thursday? Good?
It was good. I appreciate you asking, JR. How about yourself, man? And love what you posted on Agents of Inclusion, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, David Duncan was awesome. Please go ahead and check out Agents of Inclusion. Go ahead and do that. My day was good, Shep. Thank you so much. And I got no complaints. I don't think anybody is pretty much shocked or in awe here by what's taking place in Boston. The Celtics go back home. They got the Miami Heat on their home court, and they basically blazed them out of the building from the get-go. After the first quarter, the Celtics led 35-20. I mean, Derek White had 11 in the first frame, and Tatum had 12 to start things off. They look like the Harlem Globetrotters to get this game underway. And then when we went to halftime, the Celtics led 61-44. And as of right now, 84-65 they lead. A minute and 40 left in the third quarter. Jaylen Brown has awakened, 19 points, 3 of 5 from deep. Derek White is 5 of 7 from deep. He has 19. Marcus Smart is 3 of 4 from downtown. He has 17. And Tatum, womp womp, so bad of a game. 17 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. He's 1 of 5 from deep. And it appears that the only shots that he really has missed have been threes. Boston Celtics tonight, 13 of 28 from three-point land. Miami Heat, they're going back to Miami. There is no ands, ifs, or buts about this. And so we know the stats. We know the numbers. 150 teams have been down 0-3, and there has never, ever been a team to come through and bounce back. The Miami Heat, they're down Gabe Vincent. We knew this. May come back, or he's supposed to come back next game. The Miami Heat don't have Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero was out there practicing, warming up before the game. We won't see him, God knows, until or unless maybe they go to the finals. And we know they don't have Victor Oladipo, who, unfortunately, I don't know how he's ever going to play basketball again on a consistent basis, knowing that his knees are just not up to it. So the Miami Heat, it seems as if, I don't know, has the talent caught up with them? Is it the inconsistency of the Boston Celtics that have put them here in this spot? I thought the Celtics were going to win this. I thought the Miami Heat were going to win this because the Celtics look like they quit. And then there's a first time for everything, right? Just go ahead and give us seven games. I said it very clearly last night. If the Boston Celtics are going to lose, then just get smacked and save all of us some time. But if the Boston Celtics are really going to go out here swinging, yeah, just win it. Give us seven games. We got another game following this one, game six. That would go ahead and take place in Miami. If you're down in Miami, maybe you don't want to do this, but the basketball game would take place Saturday night. And if the Boston Celtics keep this up and they win a game six, they go back to Boston. And then you can look at a Memorial Day, Monday night, closing things out with a Game 7. And if you're the Denver Nuggets, you kind of just go, finally, we know who our opponent will be here in the finals, although they have plenty or have had plenty of time to sit and scout them. It's like the Denver Nuggets been sitting around waiting all week long. So Boston, almost a foregone conclusion here, unless there's a historical bounce back. The Celtics are going to force a game six. Let's see what happens here. We have one more quarter left to play. Almost done with the third. 88-70 here in this game as they call a timeout. And speaking of the Nuggets, we know that the Nuggets had to get past the Lakers. Lakers had to get past the Golden State Warriors. And it appears that there's still some type of effect from the Lakers and the Warriors that the NBA is really looking into changing a rule. It's the year 2023. There have been a lot of campaigns against this, or for this. Announcers talk about it every game. Media complains about it. Fans whine. Social media blows up with video. It's been reported that the NBA might actually test the rule to stop flopping, to stop these players from running around, falling, and acting like dead fish when somebody breathes on them, to stop trying to bait the referees into calls. The NBA is exploring or potentially might test a rule in Summer League where if you get called for a flop, you automatically get a tech. Who wants to give up extra points? Who wants to pick up a tech? And it was only a few weeks ago that Steve Kerr, master manipulator, Steve Kerr sat in front of the media and he pretty much said, listen, I'm out here helping to coach Team USA. I'm helping to run the show. And he says, FIBA, international basketball, they have this rule. Why can't the NBA pretty much go out there and do the same? It's that they choose not to. This was Steve Kerr a few weeks ago helping to push the cause.
You know, what I've learned coaching in FIBA, FIBA has a great rule. There's a flop rule. And if a referee deems that a player has flopped, they just call it a technical foul. And it's pretty penalizing. And so the flopping has basically been eliminated from FIBA. And we have the ability to do the same thing in the NBA if we want. I think we should address it because the players are so smart, and the entire regular season is about gamesmanship and trying to fool the refs. And this is how it's been for a while. And it's up to us as a league. Do we want to fix this? Because if not, we'll just get the Chris Paul swipe through at half court when you're, in the bonus. And for some reason, we're shooting two free throws at a critical time of a playoff game when nothing has happened and nobody's gained an advantage. So these are all things that my personal plea to the NBA. I think we can do better in terms of cleaning up the flopping.
Oh, well, in the summer league, it's. It might come true. I mean, if you're out there battling for a job in the summer league, if you're a young player, if you're some dude off the street, are you going to flop as much as, I don't know, James Harden, Chris Paul, LeBron James? You going to go out there and flop as much? Probably not. But the NBA is going to have to start somewhere, and I'm not upset if they do it. Why not? They don't need to be falling and flying all over the place. And flopping isn't just a part of NBA basketball. We see flopping all the time in soccer and football. Guys out there trying to draw yellow cards and maybe a red card. If you see blood, it deserves to be a red card. But they're trying to draw whistles as well. Trying to get their spot on the field. Trying to get a penalty kick depending on who and where you're at. Yeah, flopping is a part of sports, but nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to see the acting, at least not all the time. There was an instance last week. Nikola Jokic flopped on one end and LeBron James flopped on the other, and they just had to kind of look at each other and go, yeah, we got each other, yeah. Just a little bit of flopping. And so the NBA, yeah, do us a favor. Go ahead, institute this rule. And give people a tech if they flop. Stand your ground. Maybe Joel Embiid won't always end up on the floor. Maybe be standing up sometimes. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We are now at the end of the third quarter. The Boston Celtics lead Miami 90-72. Boston Celtics about to pick up another game. About to make this series 3-2. Chris is calling up from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
JR, how you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just call me crazy, man, but I just got a weird phone call from my granddaughter, Claire. I don't know if you remember what I was talking about, but she's predicting that the Celtics will be the first team ever in NBA history to come back from a 3-0 deficit. Now, she made that prediction when it was 3-1, to be fair. okay? She didn't say it from 3-0. She said it from 3-1. And this is after sweeping me, Joker versus LeBron.
I don't think anybody can really be all that shocked and surprised. If I have to go back here and replay everything I said about this series before it got underway, I think everything that I felt would ring true. The Celtics have more talent. The Celtics are a deeper team. And it's bearing fruit tonight. What they haven't done is play as hard.
Right, right. I mean, just making it 3-2, even if, you know, it's her just calling it to 3-2. It's, for me, for a 5-year-old kid, it's truly amazing. And, like, if she pulls this off, too. I mean, you know that song by Cheat Trick, Surrender, some Indonesia? Hey, man, family issues right now with the Indonesians. But, like, she's tripping me out, JR. I got to go, bro.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
All right. Well, hopefully you guys don't get her addicted to gambling. Well, thank you, Chris, for calling from Cali. Yeah, that was a little tricky there. Listen, I have seen one more than one octopus is octopi, right? Well, let's just say I've seen an octopus make sports picks. I have seen a dog make sports picks. Look, I've seen babies make sports picks. I'm not going to get up in arms because a five-year-old said that the Boston Celtics would come back and win this series.
Octopuses, by the way.
Excuse me?
Octopuses would be the plural form of octopus.
Why is it octopuses as opposed to octopi?
That you got me on. I am not a vernacular expert when it comes to the English language, but I have Google at my dispense. You're hosting a national radio show, so I thought I would interject and just help you out there.
No, it doesn't matter to me. This ain't no English test.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if I knew why it was octopuses and not octopi, but it don't matter to me. My
this
life
is a
ain't
heart test.
Change.
Heat wouldn't pass in game 4 or 5.
What?
This was a heart, a gut check test. The Heat would not pass in game 4 or game 5.
Well, this is, they're playing basketball. They're not taking the SAT, so they don't have to worry about it.
They're not playing with a lot of fire, JR.
And neither, I don't have to worry about it either. We got plenty of time to talk about this game as it gets ready to conclude. Here at the same time, and thank you so much, Chris, for calling from California. Hopefully his daughter or his granddaughter doesn't get too involved in gambling. And the Boston Celtics are eliminating or avoiding the boot. They really are. And so we'll see how this game concludes. And speaking of a boot, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about someone who is probably in a boot right now. His name is Jimmy Garoppolo. And for Jimmy G, being in a boot, having surgery is nothing new. Except for right now, he signed a contract with a new team. He might not even be available. We'll update you on the conclusion of this game whenever it gets there. We'll talk about Jimmy G. We're going to get into some terrible news potentially surrounding the Milwaukee Brewers. Jameson Williams from the Lions has spoken in front of his suspension. The Florida Panthers are waiting on their eventual opponent in the Stanley Cup Finals. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. About 8.5 minutes left in the game. Boston leads 96-78. Boston trying to pull this series up or pick up a game and make it 3-2 and avoid elimination. They'll go down to Miami on Saturday if they can hold on. And by all indications, there's no reason to believe that they will not. We also talked about, right before we went to the break, flopping in the NBA. It appears that the NBA is going to look to test out a rule in Summer League where players who flop end up with a technical foul, and then they also shoot. The opposition gets a free throw, and they're looking to curb all of the fakery and the acting and the manipulation of the officials by trying to say, hey, I got hit when it didn't happen. So trying to get rid of the acting so we can get some pure play. I'd be in favor of it. I don't think you will ever fully eliminate flopping, but if you're going to get a tech and the other team is going to get a point, it's going to cause team. It's going to change behavior from players just out here trying to exaggerate contact, and that's something that the NBA has had an issue with for the better part of forever. We also talked about Jimmy Garoppolo, and let me just get this out the way. This is the same Jimmy G who just signed a 3-year, $67 million contract with the Raiders, $34 million guaranteed. Jimmy Garoppolo had to kind of take up the mantle and lead the 49ers last season for 10 games until he got hurt with his foot injury. And he was having a damn good year after Trey Lance went down. 16 touchdowns to 4 INTs. We know Brock Purdy took over, and then Brock Purdy got hurt in the playoffs against the Eagles, and that was all she wrote. Any quarterback that the 49ers could have put out there onto the field, they all went down. Now, this is the news. Jimmy Garoppolo was a free agent, right? I just told you about the contract that he signed. How about the Raiders sign this man, and he needed foot surgery? We found that out today. And so Josh McDaniels, the boy genius, new head coach of the Raiders, Bill Belichick's, I don't want to call him Bill Belichick's baby boy, but Bill Belichick's disciple, whatever the hell you want to call him, he gave what is the opposite of a Bill Belichick response. He was asked about, Jimmy G and his injury. The fact that he just had a surgery. When are we going to see Jimmy G? Josh McDaniels gave one of the dumbest coach answers of all time. Well, he's not here today, but he'll be here in a little while. But not today, though. Listen to this nonsense play out.
But Jimmy G was coming off a foot injury. Has he been cleared to get on the field yet? And will he be?
There's a number of guys. You won't see him today. There's a number of guys that you're not going to see. Again, I'm not going to – you'll see him. I mean, I'm not going to run down a list every time here. But, he's going through his process just like we knew he would. Nothing has happened that would surprise us based on, the information we had. Same thing with Tyree. Again, there's a number of guys you're not going to see out there today. So, rehabbing the things that they're rehabbing. And, again, we know we don't play a game for over 100 days. So, they're doing everything they can do to get right. And when they're all ready to go, then eventually they'll be back on the field.
This is the most Raiders thing ever. Hey, let's sign the quarterback who has a history of knee and ankle injuries and surgeries. Let's sign the quarterback that blew out his ACL. Hey, let's sign the quarterback that just had to have shoulder surgery last year. Let's sign the most injury-prone quarterback. And then he has to have foot surgery after we give him a contract. This is the most Raiders thing ever. This isn't the only nonsense going on with the Raiders right now. After Davante Adams made so many comments about the fact that Derek Carr is gone, and we know he left Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, and now he's in this crap situation, Davante Adams is having to go to his own press conferences and tell everybody that he really likes being in this disastrous place.
At the end of the day, I'm a Raider, and I'm excited to be here. I love my head coach, and I love the general manager here and everybody. I mean, from the top to the bottom. So I have no reason to lie. I mean, one thing I don't do is BS, so I'm not going to make anything up when it comes to that. I'd rather keep my mouth closed if I have negative things to say. But when I say that these are some good men in this place that I really value the relationship that I have with them, I mean that. So, that's about all that needs to be said for that.
Oh, come on, man. You're on the Raiders. They just made another dumb decision. You're the same man who last week, and I guess you have to, you're telling everybody, well, listen up. I made my career. I made myself the player I am today. Aaron Rodgers didn't do that. Poor Davante Adams. This is what you wanted, and this is where you're at. And Josh McDaniels, by the way, the new head coach, he says, I don't have any problem with him, you know, questioning the way we put the team together.
Thing I'd say about a player like Davante, and we have many other players in this same category, is they have an opinion and a voice because they've earned it. And I respect the hell out of anything that they would say or suggest or anything like that during the course of the process of trying to improve our team, which I know where Davante comes from. He's a competitor. He wants to win. And that's really his sole focus. And, you know, that's what he does here every day.
Oh, come on, man. Josh McDaniels, yeah, I know this ain't his first go-round here as a head coach, but he has already mastered the art of shoveling the you-know-what as a second-time head coach. He's going to be doing a whole lot of this all throughout the season. And, Jimmy Garoppolo, he ain't playing now. May not get to training camp and throw the football, but you're going to be answering these questions in the regular season too. And by the way, the Raiders, yeah, they had a seventh-round pick. Well, excuse me. They had the seventh overall pick in the draft. They took a defender. They didn't go ahead and grab a quarterback until later. Aiden O'Connell out of Purdue. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to see him play this year. And the backup to Jimmy G? Oh, yeah, it's just Brian Hoyer. Yeah, he just goes anywhere that a Belichick guy goes. You know, he might go back to New England. Who knows? The Raiders are just completely cooked. And it's May. Yeah, congratulations, Josh McDaniels, and my apologies to you, Davante Adams. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Manny's calling from Flushing. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, I will say this. Josh McDaniels probably will not last as a Raider coach. I can guarantee that by next year he's gonna be at his house. I can tell you that much.
Well, possibly.
Yes, because the Raiders are the Raiders. But anyway, I want to talk about this flopping thing. Man, I hope it does work because they should have done that years ago. Oh, and speaking of flopping, I remember a long time ago you made that video about the top six flopping NBA. Yeah. That's probably the most funniest videos I ever seen in my life. I mean, I remember the part that you bring up LeBron James when he did that flop towards Tyson Chandler. My Lord, it was so. I was so pissed off when I saw that flop because I remember the Knicks got their ass whipped by Miami in that series. Oh yeah. Lord,
that happens to be one of my favorite videos of all time too. Top six floppers. I think Big Baby Glenn Davis was on that video too.
Oh, don't forget Reggie Evans.
Oh my! Oh yeah, Reggie Evans was too big to be out there flopping.
He can't hit a free throw to save his damn life. That was so laughable and funny. As to this day, it's my all-time favorite JR Brief video, by the way.
Well, thank you, Manny. Thank you. If I could make it visually entertaining, I would talk about floppers here on the radio, but not quite. Maybe back online. We'll see, Manny. Thank you, man.
All right. Peace, my man. You take care and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Shout out to my man, Manny, for calling from Flushing. Well, I can tell you who flopped tonight, not intentionally, but the Miami Heat are flopping their way out of this game. 5 minutes left. Boston leads 102-86. Bam Adebayo sitting on the bench like he's about to explode the way that they've gotten destroyed tonight. D'Ambri calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, D'Ambri?
Hey, I heard you talking about the technical foul on flopping. I just want your opinion on what do you think, because this has gotten out of hand as well. NBA players who roll the ball on the inbound pass, like the Celtics and Grizzlies are amongst the teams that are exploiting that game clock loophole. I honestly think it's like a delay of game. I just want your opinion on what you think they can do about it.
I wouldn't be surprised if the rule was adjusted. We know that the clock doesn't start until somebody touches the ball. And if they're just going to run the ball They're trying to – we know what they're doing. They're trying to evaluate what's in front of them and try to save time on the shot clock. That's basically what it is. So I don't see a huge – I don't want to say a huge issue. I don't see a big problem with ultimately adjusting that. So we'll see. But it is kind of painstaking. But, you know, does it happen as often as you think? I don't think it does.
I think it's increasing, and it seems as though when they patch one problem – another one occurs.
Well, that's like the game of life, right? How many times does the law typically adjust afterwards to what's taking place? And so I don't think that's any different here in sports. I think that's a quick, simple fix. And then sooner than later, we'll have another loophole. And then the NBA will try to adjust that. I think it's just like everything else going on in the case of the world. Hey, D'Ambri, I appreciate you for calling here in Georgia.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Appreciate you. 855-212-4CBS. Charlie calling from Charlotte. What's up, Charlie? Okay, Charlie from Charlotte got abducted by aliens. Not my fault. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Miami Heat. They are out of this game. Jimmy Garoppolo, he is out right now. He is not playing football at OTAs. And I cannot believe this, but I actually heard word today that the Milwaukee Brewers, give it a couple of seasons, they might be out of Milwaukee. It makes no sense. I'm going to tell you about that on the other side of the break. I'll leave the phone lines open.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It is official. The Boston Celtics live to play another game. They just beat the Miami Heat 110-97. Miami now leads the series 3-2 instead of sending the Celtics home for the offseason. This was a blowout from start to finish. Miami never led at any point in this game. The Celtics' largest lead was 24 points. Miami 9 of 23 from downtown. Boston Celtics 16 of 39, and they blazed them. Tatum, 21. Smart, 23. Derek White had 24. He had 6 threes tonight. Jaylen Brown, who hasn't been able to hit anything, he had 21 points. He was 3 of 5 from deep. Jimmy Butler held to 14 points. Bam Adebayo held to 16. There was no other player in the starting lineup who had more than 6 points. That was Kevin Love. Kyle Lowry, starting tonight in the place of Max Strus, was forced to go out there, Gabe Vincent. Kyle Lowry played 30 minutes, only came up with 5 points. He was 2 of 6 from the field. He had 4 turnovers. Max Strus only had 3 points. Duncan Robinson, 18 off the bench. This was just a complete waste of time for Miami. Boston came out looking like the Globetrotters. After the first quarter, they led 35-20. At the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you some audio from the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat as they're gonna go down to Miami on Saturday. And I just tweeted this. I'll read some of your responses on the other side of the break at JR Sport Brief. Is Boston going to force a game 7? We'll talk about it. 855-212-4CBS. Charlie calling from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear. What's up?
All right. Sounds great. Love you, man. Love your show. So I know your views on gambling, and I've got pretty much the same views as well. But
what would those views on gambling be?
You know, I think it's something bad to get into, but at the same time, I'm a Panthers fan, and I never see them in the playoffs or Super Bowl normally. So I've got to have something to root for. So me and my son this year for the Eagles game, we found this bet on the prop bets. We did like $100, and it was called the Octopus. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Octopus bet. Do you know what that is?
No, man, I don't.
So we actually ended up winning it, and it was like 1,400-1 odds or whatever.
Okay.
But it's one player has to score the touchdown and the pursuing two-point conversion, which Jalen Hurts did at the very end of the game. And it made it really fun. I don't know. That's just my views on gambling, I guess. Sometimes, if you can control yourself, it makes it a little bit fun. Especially if you don't have a team running in your circle.
Yeah, no, I've never said gambling is bad. It is like anything else. If you do it irresponsibly or don't know what you're doing, it certainly can be bad. I got no issues with gambling. I'll go out there and make a gamble every now and then, but it's not something that I personally am keen on. I don't care. I don't have an interest.
That makes total sense. I've just got a couple friends that took it way too far, you know.
Well, that's like anything. If I take food way too far, I may have diabetes. If I take drinking way too far, I may not have a liver. I mean, so we can. You driving too fast out there, Charlie? What's that?
Oh no. I walked outside the store. I think that's why I can't heard you earlier.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, people are hitting their brakes. You walk around safely out there, okay, Charlie?
Hey, take care. And Jimmy Butler, unbelievable.
Well, not tonight. Not tonight, Charlie. Jimmy Butler's unbelievable, but not tonight. Jimmy Butler only finished with a whopping 14 points. Is Jimmy Butler running out of gas with all of these dudes he has to play with? There was no Gabe Vincent. Kyle Lowry had the start. He had a 5.4 turnover game. It's pretty terrible. Max Strus couldn't go out there and get the job done tonight. This was bad. We'll get to some of the plays at the top of the hour, but how about this? Let's just take a listen to the final call of the game right now. Courtesy of the Celtics Radio Network.
For 48 hours now, Celtic fans can dream, and the dream is still alive. Things that have never happened before seem impossible until they happen. Three is airball. Sam Hauser will have to inbound it, and that will do it. The Boston Celtics win game four facing elimination. They win game five facing elimination. And the Celtics have taken their talents and the series back to South Beach. Game six on Saturday night. The final score, Boston 110, Miami 97. The Celtics now trail the best of seven Eastern Conference final, 3-2. And we finally have a series.
Sound relieved, like we finally have a series, yeah. Boston Celtics in this postseason, they are now 4-0 in elimination games. And if they want to continue on with this season, they're going to have to go 5-0. And then if they want to go to the NBA Finals, they're going to have to go 6-0. And it is certainly a possibility here that the Boston Celtics, and get used to hearing this, you're going to hear it every day between now and Saturday and maybe beyond, the Boston Celtics have a chance to be the first team to come back from being down 3-0. They got a shot. They got a chance. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hunter is calling us from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Hunter?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I heard you mention before the last break that you were going to get to talking about the Milwaukee Brewers potentially leaving Milwaukee, and I've been a Brewers fan my entire life, and I can just say, and I can't speak for everyone in Milwaukee, but I feel like I can speak for most, that we would be absolutely devastated if that happened. We're a super passionate fan base, and the Brewers really mean a lot to us. We've had a lot of success recently, but for the longest time, the Brewers were not successful,
right.
And we still showed out and packed that stadium. And I think the Brewers really represent us even more so than the Bucks, even though they've had a lot of success recently. And the Packers will always be king in Wisconsin, but at least for myself and a lot of other people that I know, being originally from Wisconsin, the Brewers really mean a lot to us, and I think we would be devastated for the team to leave.
Well, let me say this. I think it's a whole lot of political posturing at this point in time. Is it really going to take place and happen? I'm not so sure. We have to go to the lease. The Brewers, and I don't know what the American Family Field. This is the former Miller Park. The lease expires in 2030. Everybody is screaming up and down about how the field and the stadium needs to be renovated. It needs to be fixed up. And they want them, in order to get money, they need them to extend their lease to 2043. Well, a lot of the people in the county say, we don't want to spend this money on a ballpark. And Rob Manfred is now running around saying, well, that's politics. It's up to the politicians to figure out what they do with the money and why. I would be shocked, and worse things have happened, and we got a long way to go before we get to 2023. I'd be shocked if the Brewers left. And if it does, Rob Manfred needs to get punched in the head. And he also happens to be one of the, hypothetically speaking, I'm not an advocate for violence, but he is just one of the worst public speakers that I've ever seen in my life. A matter of fact, we're going to continue on with the show, Hunter, but we're going to hear from this this numbskull, Rob Manfred, before the night is over. So if you want to get the punch in something or you need to get hyped up to go to the gym, we're going to hear from Manfred later on in the show, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt about it, Hunter. Thank you for calling from PA. This is no different than a stadium or a team saying, we need more money. I mean, the A's are getting some type of money from Vegas to move, and now you want to keep the Brewers? Well, government, the taxpayers got to cough up some dough. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get back to that, but on the other side, we're going to talk about the Celtics. They're still alive here on CBS Sports Radio.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So, I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Plus door busters for their Memorial Day sale. 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you.
Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.